The July 22nd special meeting held by the Riodel City Council was well attended by residents that were concerned about the proposed excessive water use penalties. The new city manager, Kyle Knopp, was introduced to the city. He grew up in Neyland and graduated from Humboldt State with a degree in political science and received his master's in public administration from Sonoma State University. Knopp comes to Riodel from Mendocino County, where he worked as the assistant chief executive officer. Knopp stated he was happy to be coming home to Humboldt County.
So in many ways, this is coming full circle for me, and I find this type of work to be very exciting. The challenges that small communities face, but more importantly, overcoming them and moving forward is kind of what I like to do.
The majority of the 3.5-hour meeting concerned the excessive water use penalties and implementation, although the council tabled a vote on the final proposal until another special meeting scheduled for July 29th at 6:30 p.m. Currently, the water rationing allows for a maximum of 50 gallons of water per day per person in a household for personal indoor use. Businesses are exempt from the mandatory rationing but are asked to voluntarily reduce their usage. Everyone in town is prohibited from any outside water usage, which includes watering gardens or lawns. The proposed penalties would kick in when a household used over their allotted amount, which presents an issue of knowing how many people are in the household. The city has created a questionnaire to send out to all households that asks how many are in the home and whether or not there are any possible exemptions, such as a medical need for more water. The city may ask for verification of household members if the information provided is questionable. If the household does not return the questionnaire, then the city will presume there are 3 people in the home and base the usage allotment on that. Councilmember Melissa Marks disagreed that a questionnaire or penalty fees were needed at this stage, but the rest of the council felt that it was the most reasonable approach to encourage the residents to curtail their water usage as required by the state. The fees, as proposed, would begin at 50% additional charges and then triple and quadruple the water bill depending on the amount of overage. For example, a family of 4 is allowed 8 units of water each month, which totals $41.67. If they use 10 units, then the 50% penalty would bring their total bill to $73.49. Using 12 units would result in a bill for $169.53, and using 14 units would total $256.12. Retiring city manager Jim Stretch described one household that is currently using 24 units of water each month, which amounts to 17,952 gallons. When contacted by the city, the residents stated that they had 12 people in the house, which the city may want to verify. The majority of residents have cooperated and greatly reduced their water usage. As of July 20th, the city is using 42% less water from the start of the month when the water emergency began. The city has received some well water donated by local residents for watering the new Wildwood Avenue landscaping, as well water is not subject to the mandatory rationing. The council discussed a possible delay to the implementation of the sewer rate structure changes, which are scheduled to begin August 1st. The water emergency has drastically changed the overall usage of the residents, and the new rates are going to be based on usage from the previous winter, before rationing was in effect. The council voted to not delay the rate change, which is anticipated to lower sewer fees for a number of residents. 4 properties that are a potential source of water were taken off the surplus list, which means they are no longer for sale during the water shortage. The former city water source wells at the former Eel River Sawmill site, Monument Springs, and a property on Bellevue are going to be retained for now and possibly looked at as a source of water, either potable or non-potable, although treatment of the water would be needed. The council meets again on Tuesday, July 29th at 6:30 p.m. for another special meeting in order to approve the proposed excessive use penalties and the details of its implementation. Video of the July 22nd meeting is available at www.riodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.